What could possibly be better than a night out on the bender? Drug, sex, and skanky hookers dying for your attention. Nothing wrong with spooning a skinny teenager riding on a heroin high. I call it sophistication. This is the Drudge Report for the 13th of May 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I'm quite possibly compulsive. The Justice Department secretly obtained 2 months of telephone records of reporters and editors for the Associated Press in what the News Cooperative's top executive called a massive and unprecedented intrusion into how news organisations gather the news. Oh, no you don't, bitch. No you don't. Let's be honest, rights are a rarity of the past. Who needs integrity when you can survive sucking the life out of your own filth? Let the shame break your vein. The choice was yours. Too bad no one was around to hear it. I once hit a gay person. He said he liked it. Yet, despite the 30-year age difference, I couldn't help but feel a connect. Well, not in Belize, a small South American country in which a construction company essentially destroyed one of the largest main pyramids in the region with backhoes and bulldozers. Wow, and to think that the incest homosexual relationship I had with my gay son was tragic. At least I don't run him over with a bulldozer, although I guess that's how he described the sex. Samsung have successfully developed transceiver technology which will allow them to roll out a 5G cellular band in about 7 years' time. Seven's the lucky number if nuclear war hasn't surpassed by then. 5G is estimated to be 100 times faster than the current 4G networks of 2012, allowing users to download HD films within seconds. 6G! I say we skip to 6G, because 6 is better than 5. Yay! In regards to his travels to Michigan this week, President Obama has said that we need to take more money from the rich. He said, or schools will not be able to afford books, students will not be able to afford college, and disabled children will not get their health care. Our economic success has never come from the top down, said Obama. It comes from the middle out. It comes from the bottom up. Now you know why I'm so prone to brain tumours. Everything this man says is intellectual cancer. Always remember, laughter is the best cure for cancer, which is why my entire audience spontaneously died. A 23-year-old man has been tortured to death in Russia in an apparent homophobic attack, investigators say, amid growing fears by rights groups that anti-gay sentiments are on the rise in the country. Well, of course, we must protect the gays. Then again, the casual penetration can't hurt. Though seriously, guys, what did the gays ever do wrong? People don't choose to exist. It just happens. Yet this doesn't quite explain why there's a dildo up my ass. Oh, the tragedy. World Health Organization officials said on Sunday it seemed likely a new SARS-like virus that has killed at least 18 people in the Middle East and Europe could be passed between humans, but only after prolonged contact. Don't worry, babe. I won't grape you for too long. I should probably just stop. Sexy sugar. New York Power Station Indian Point is to become the first nuclear plant to operate with an expired license, and renewal could even take an extra year on top. Oh, what's the big deal? We can't even plan 40 years ahead, and yet we expect to keep nuclear waste for tens of thousands of years. I guess the human race is just too damn irrational for its own good. But hey, comedy's never been better. The Food and Agriculture Organization on Monday hailed the consumption of insects to help feed the world's poor. Currently, 2 billion people worldwide already supplement their diets with insects, which are high in protein and minerals and have environmental benefits. Insects are extremely efficient in converting feed into edible meat, the agency said. Ain't kissing that mouth until you wipe that black sludge from your mouth, girl. Or that might be the cancer in my ballsack. Who knows? Internal cost estimates from 17 of the US's largest insurance companies indicate that health insurance premiums will grow an average of 100% under Obamacare, and that some will soar more than 400%, crushing the administration's goal of affordability. Now, the real question you should be asking yourself is, where did I source this news, and can I trust this unmentioned report? But since this is satire, you can let me off the hook. The salaries of presidents of US public universities rose almost 5% in the last fiscal year, even as tuition rose and student debt soared, with the median pay package topping $400,000, according to a report released on Sunday. It's as if the human race enjoys the incessant rape of its dignity, although at a certain point you become so vividly hollow that you can't even feel your own soul. That's what I call capitalism. Federal agents have arrested a Saudi Arabian traveller who arrived at Detroit Metropolitan Airport with a pressure cooker, a key component used in the Boston Marathon bombings last month. While we're at it, let's blame the real source of this trouble, rice, which obviously comes from China. Therefore, we should bomb the Chinese. I didn't think World War III would be this easy, but when puppets want to play, the shills go away. Angela Merkel is facing fresh scrutiny over her political activities in former East Germany, with a book alleging she took part in the communist regime's propaganda activities. As a physicist in the 1980s, she was a member of a communist youth organisation. It's funny how communism always turns into something more sinister, in particular seeing Merkel dressed in a bikini. No decent human being deserves to be exposed to this sort of atrocity. An American Airlines pilot was forced to make an emergency landing after a passenger refused to stop singing Whitney Houston's hit song, I Will Always Love You. On a 6-hour flight from Los Angeles to New York, the pilot was forced to divert a flight path to make an emergency landing in Kansas City. At least back in my day, we killed the people we didn't like. Admittedly, there weren't many people around. But at least we were more classy. Was it 2 bullets to the head or 5? Thankfully, my imitation AK-47 doesn't discriminate. This has been the Drudge Report for the 13th of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I know you love me because I'm completely delusional.